This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Davis Mills in Darth Vader voice, I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it further. For those,
I didn't do the but it would have been better.
For those just tuning in. We had some fun with Davis Mills in the previous segment. I made what I think is going to be an accurate prediction that he's going to shave his head in the next 2 years. I think that's where his hair is going the way of Brock Bauer's hair right now. And there's nothing wrong with it, Davis. I've been there before myself. I know you're getting ready for a walkthrough inside NRG Stadium. That's what they're doing today. Light walkthrough inside the stadium today. And tomorrow is when the fireworks hit. Joint
practice, baby. This is it. No, and honestly, the joint practice is where a lot of the Lions work of not just evaluation, but getting things right on the offense. You can do a lot in the joint practice versus the starters from the other team where you don't have to worry as much about injury or just actually whether you can get the work done. When you send your starters into a regular season game, you don't know if they're going to get any work on the goal line. You don't know if you're going to get any work in a two-minute drill. Yeah. Like you don't have zero control over it. So one of the reasons the coaches love the joint practices is it's not tackle football, so you can get more reps without as much of a chance of injury, but also you can just get specific situations and work done. So I'm excited to watch CJ and the starting offense versus this Carolina Panthers defense, which is not the Panthers defense of old, but still it's actual starters, and it's not your own team that knows your tendencies and everything else like that.
Bryce Young, man. You can see Bryce. You think Bryce Young will walk up to the fellas? Yeah. Yeah, you think he's going to walk up to everybody? Hey, guys. How you doing?
There's going to be so many pictures of Bryce Young and CJ Stroud chatting.
Yeah.
Because they've known each other forever. They're good friends. You can't find a quote of one throwing any shade at the other. So that'll be annoying. I wish one of them would just turn heel.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, honestly, I think the guy's a phony and a fraud, and I never trusted him. By the way, he looks like a 12-year-old.
Right.
That's right. I want CJ to turn heel.
Oh, that would be great. That would be beautiful. All right, so... So swarm, we know is a big word, and has been, surrounding the Texans since D'Amico Ryans arrived in late January of 2023. Special work ethic and relentless mindset is what it stands for. I saw a video the team did of, hey, do you know what swarm means or what it stands for? And I don't know how many guys know what it stands for, but they all had their own definition of what it meant. Like Danielle Hunter, Danielle, if you're listening, I apologize in advance profusely. Danielle just kind of went, I think they literally meant, like, do you know what it stands for? And he just kind of gave what he thought swarm was all about. Like, to me, it's about suffocating, which was awesome.
Ooh,
it was a great answer. It was a great answer. My favorite answer I've heard from any player so far as to what swarm means to him was Tim Settle earlier this week in his media session.
Like D. Hunt said, suffocate. I think more of like this pressure, like a migraine, like a sinus infection or something, like something that you can't get rid of, something that you got to just deal with. You know, you got to go to sleep to get over it.
That's the best definition I've heard so far. I'm awaiting somebody using something a little more like.
I'd say it's I give it a plus on the imagery and I guess maybe the creativity of it.
Yeah.
I like to think of it as something a little bit more violent and with a quicker onset. If I'm going to go the disease route, I might go Ebola or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I'm going to go with the disease route, I want something that's fatal.
Yep.
Fast.
Yes.
And scary.
Right.
And I don't know, a sinus infection is one of those things where you're like, oh, bye, I haven't felt right for a while. And they're like, oh, I guess maybe I have a sinus infection.
Yeah.
Needs to be more abrupt.
Right. Like a sinus infection, you're probably like the 13th ranked defense in the league. You know, swarm, you better be top three if you're going to swarm. And you're right. Maybe like the Mutaba virus from the movie Outbreak. Like those
Is that
people,
what it was?
Yeah.
The Mutaba virus?
I think it was a phony virus, but they called it the Mutaba virus, and people were dead within like 2 days from that. It was
fast Outbreak
moving.
The one with Matt Damon?
No. Outbreak was
Brad
started,
Pitt?
No. Dustin
George Clooney?
Dustin Hoffman.
Okay.
Rene Russo.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey before he got canceled.
Yeah.
It had a young Patrick Dempsey in a cameo role.
Oh, yeah.
As a Mutaba patient. It did not end well for Patrick Dempsey in that movie. He just shriveled up and died.
He made a nice wig for somebody.
Good. Yes. Good movie. It's like 1995, so it's like 30 years old, but it's a pretty good movie. Ben Gary is the closest thing we have to a movie reviewer. Did you watch Outbreak back in the day, Ben?
I did not.
You didn't watch it? Okay. All right. Well, okay, you're fired, Ben, as our movie reviewer. All right.
Dustin Hoffman got to a point where, for whatever reason, he just started annoying me as an actor.
Yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss, too.
Yep.
I don't know. Some of those guys, usually male actors age pretty well, and you start liking them more as they get older. I just got kind of tired of Dustin Hoffman, and I got tired of Richard Dreyfuss.
De Niro has gotten annoying in his advanced years as well for me. I'm not a big De Niro
Part of
guy.
It. Well, the problem with De Niro is that horrendous, awful, just incredibly bad movie, The Irishman,
yes.
which got universal praise from critics in the audience. I implore anybody listening who's mad right now that I'm saying The Irishman was a bad movie, go back and watch that train wreck of a movie. What a disgusting mess. And everybody should be ashamed of themselves for ever thinking it was good. Everybody lost status in my mind when they were gushing over that movie, basically because it was just Martin Scorsese and a bunch of old guys using CGI to make them look like digitally altered old men.
Yeah.
But they didn't, they were moving around. Because Robert De Niro's trying to curb stomp a dude as a 75-year-old man, but he's supposed to be a 25-year-old man doing it. It was an awful movie.
Terrible.
Shame on everybody.
Terrible. Okay. It was released in November of 2019. I thought it came out during COVID.
I wanted to blame COVID. Yeah. Now, the reason you remember it as COVID is I think it was streaming during COVID.
That's exactly what it was.
A lot of people watched it.
Yep.
Because when do you have 3.5 hours to watch a movie when you're locked in at home?
Yeah. Theatrical release was November 1st, 2019. Yeah, that was, I would say, the two worst things about March of 2020. The Irishman being released on streaming and COVID. And not necessarily, you know, not... Maybe in that order, you know, not necessarily, though. I mean, they were both pretty bad. COVID and the streaming release of The Irishman, both pretty bad.
As far as Tim Settle goes, I'm intrigued by him so far. Casario told us there was a kind of conditioning factor last year, and he didn't participate in camp a whole lot. He's a big guy. My first impression of Tim Settle last year during training camp was, oh, my gosh, he's bigger than I thought he was. But he moves pretty well.
Yep.
And then lo and behold... Nick Caserio thought he was bigger than he thought he should be, too.
Yep.
And D'Amico Ryan. So this year, I think that, you know, he showed up with some big impact plays and some flash plays last year. I think that you might see a better version of that this year.
That's got to suck being told by a GM who does the Versa Climber for like 8 hours every day that you're out of shape because you can't even come back and go, no, look at you. You're out of, hey, GM, guy sits in his chair all day. Like, no. It's Nick Caserio who could probably wake up and do a triathlon if he wanted to.
Yeah, but you could beat him in a bench press competition.
Okay.
There's always something, you know. Nobody's ever superior to you physically, you know, in every regard.
I knew
usually.
You'd be the right person to bounce that off of. speaking of Tim.
Sometimes Nick's not this guy. Nick played football. Yeah. There is an element sometimes. This is this middle-aged bullying that goes on. Yeah. There's sometimes I'm very impressed by endurance athletes. Mm-hmm. Always have been. They're good at something that I'm bad at. They're just different body types. So I've always been really, really impressed by endurance athletes. I was never the guy to pick on a 98-pound weakling or anything when I was in high school. And yet, there's a segment of the adult endurance, people who run marathons and everything, that like they like try to bully people in adulthood. It's like they're having their Jerry Springer moment,
yeah,
where they're like bragging about how they beat some. Oh yeah, there was this guy who used to be an NFL linebacker, and I dusted him in the 13th mile of the race. I'm like, dude, the guy weighs 230 pounds. What'd you expect?
So stupid.
He's just out there running. You're not in the same category, man. Let it go, okay? He didn't give you the swirly, no. All right?
Right?
It wasn't him.
Right.
Just leave him alone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here is, that's perfect. Here's D'Amico Ryans on Tim Settle.
With Tim, what I've seen is I've seen him getting more familiar with how we do things. It's just a matter of him just being consistent, doing it right every single time. And when Tim does that, he has the power, he has the strength to knock guys back, reset the line of scrimmage, and he's athletic enough as a pass rusher to really disrupt the quarterback. So Tim's just about him being locked in consistently, doing things right consistently, and he should be an impact player for us.
He was last year. At times, he was an impact player for this team.
They don't have a three-down, all-pro caliber type of defensive tackle, but I feel really good about the rotation, and they're going to rotate as they do. They're going to rotate their defensive linemen, their defensive tackles especially. This year, with all of those guys, a lot of those guys like Foley Fatakasi and Mario Edwards, Sheldon Rankin's coming back, you've got guys that now have at least 1 year in the system, mm-hmm. too, and that helps a lot. And they've learned... And this is a big part of, hey, if you're not a pass rushing all pro type of defensive tackle, but you're playing next to Danielle Hunter and you're playing next to Will Anderson, there's a certain part of your job that's, you almost become like a linebacker who's like playing off of the guy in front of you.
Yep.
Because Danielle Hunter is going to be across the line of scrimmage before you are. And you you tweak and tailor your pass rush to whether you need to, if Danielle takes an inside move, I got to be ready to get outside and take contain. Mm-hmm. In the preseason game, we saw that with Tommy Togiai, who's, you know, not there yet in terms of just being an experienced veteran. You saw some times where that he should have replaced on contain and he didn't. And I like Tommy Togiai a lot, but he's still a young player.
Yeah.
With Sheldon Rankins and with Tim Settle and those guys, you can have a little bit more of that improvising on the fly because they've played next to each other for a year.
Yep. Quick text here. A lot of people have seen Outbreak. How could you leave out Morgan Freeman in your cast break? That Morgan Freeman, I left out Donald Sutherland. I left out Cuba Gooding Jr. It's a pretty all-star cast. It's
That's
a good
an all-star
movie.
Cast for sure.
Yeah, man. Someone says Outbreak scared me as a kid. I could see that. I could see, you know, if you were a kid, if you're like 8 years old and you went and saw Outbreak in the theater, I'd be like, I would have been like, holy crap. So if just some monkey escapes from Africa and gets brought over here and starts biting people, that mm-hmm. it could wipe out the whole population? Yes, kids, if you're listening, if that were to happen. Just kidding.
One thing you always have to remember, if you're scared by outbreaks, in general, if it's a really, really, really nasty virus that kills people very quickly, that's also what saves you in the long run,
mm-hmm.
is that it doesn't spread as well.
That's right.
The ones that
kill you
more slowly.
Yes, yeah.
That's what I remember from the movie.
Yeah.
And I've never fact checked it. I think they said the same thing during, I don't know. What happens in outbreak? Was it, there was a longer incubation period? So it was, it wouldn't spread, like, so it was able to spread, or?
The problem with the virus in outbreak is at first it was a transferable by blood only.
Yeah.
Like, it's, if you got scratched by the monkey or by somebody who had the, when it mutated and went airborne. And you could just get it through the air. That's when the bleep was on, man, on outbreak.
I miss, boy, you know, having this conversation, it kind of makes me nostalgic for back in the COVID days when we all wanted to pretend like we were virologists. Yes. And explain to people exactly right. Everything about these things. That
herd immunity! All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. I interviewed Jalen Knoll after practice yesterday. He was great. Played it earlier, got a lot of good feedback. If you missed it earlier, how's it going with the install of the offense, especially the position that he's playing? What's it like playing with C.J. Stroud? What's the perfect steak? He's a master griller, Jalen Knoll. I literally asked him that. We'll have all that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.